it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for easy cheesy savoury muffins. These feature on page 190 of the Complete Air Fryer Cookbook and they're absolutely brilliant, so tasty, and they were actually inspired by an Aussie pastry chef that I met when I lived in Portugal. She served these at a birthday party, well, her version of them, because I never asked for the recipe. These lovely cheese and ham muffins. And I thought to myself, I've got to learn how to make these. And I later found out they were very much an Aussie thing. And with our air fryer cookbook, also for people from Australia, as well as the UK, US, Canada, and that it's a worldwide cookbook, I wanted to sneak in a few Aussie recipes. So we've got self-sourcing pudding, of course. We've got lamb and we've got a few other favourites, but savoury muffins was something I really wanted to do because they suit the air fryer so well and they're perfect for parties, they're perfect for school dinners to put in your kids' packed lunch, road trips, just as a snack to have in the fridge. They are just a whole all-rounder, really, of things that you can do with them. And you can also mix and match the ingredients. You could do them with just cheese if you don't like ham. And you could swap the ham for bacon. And they're just so nice. Though when you do, just note that if you put too much ham in, they can go a bit greasy, which can affect them rising. So just bear that in mind when you make them. And we also make them in our silicone cups, which we mention a lot when we're talking about the different air fryer accessories, and they're just brilliant for that. So what you'll need is you'll need 3 tablespoons of salted butter that's softened, 1 teaspoon of garlic puree, a large egg, 180 ml, which is 6 fluid ounces or 3/4 cup of whole or full fat milk, 6 tablespoons of full-fat Greek yogurt, 3 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, 1 teaspoon each of dried parsley, dried mixed herbs come Italian seasoning, 1/4 teaspoon of mustard powder, 190 grams, which is 6 3/4 ounces or 1.5 cups of self-raising come self-rising flour, 125 grams, which is 4.5 ounces, or 1 1/4 cups of grated mature or sharp cheddar cheese, 4 slices of ham cut into chunks, and salt and black pepper. And these are just absolutely brilliant. And of course, I'm celebrating over these next few days how easy our air fryer recipes work in the Ninja Foodie and how you can just use the Ninja Foodie air fryer basket and air fryer setting to create them. So now, this is the only thing that I really need to point out as a Ninja Foodie user that's different. You need to put the butter into a small air fryer safe container with the garlic puree. So I normally use a ramekin and then place the ramekin into the air fryer basket and then air fry at 120 Celsius and that's 250 Fahrenheit for 4 minutes to melt the butter. And now this is where the problem is, you see. I always tell people when they want to convert an air fryer recipe and they're asking which button do they use? Do they use air crisp, grill, bake, roast? For it, I always say air fryer because generally it is air fryer. But if you click on the air crisp button now on your Ninja Foodie, you go to set the temperature. Remember, we need 120 Celsius. Say what? The air fryer setting only goes as low as 150 Celsius. So you've got a problem, right? So this is when you change things up. You now go across to the bake and roast setting. Like I said, I very rarely use this. It's only if I've got a temperature that the air crisp button won't do. So now if you head down on this one does it. This goes down down to, and its lowest setting is 120 Celsius, and that's 250 Fahrenheit. And remember, that's the temperature you need for melting this butter. So just think, the baker roast setting, melting butter. It's also good for boiling eggs, but the rest of the time you will generally use the air crisp button. And then if you go across, the dehydrate one will do your 60 Celsius, which is generally what that you use if you're proving bread in there as well. So you can just use the dehydrate button for that. I only really use the grill if I want to do grilled cheese because it gets it that higher temperature. But just bear that in mind for when you're melting butter in the air fryer and you've got a ninja. And then crack an egg into a large mixing bowl as the butter's melting. And add the milk, yogurt, olive oil and the seasonings. And then stir. Then when the air fryer beeps, add the melted butter and garlic and then mix well with a fork. Next, sift the flour and stir in, then finally stir in the cheese and the ham. And then once it's all stirred and it's ready, I find what's the easiest is to use an ice cream scoop and add a scoop of muffin batter to 12 silicone muffin cups, continuing to fill them until you have all the batter and it's been equally distributed among the cups. Then, of course, if you want really big risen ones, like the sort you would get at Starbucks, then I recommend then fill them up to the top of the silicone, and then this will give them a more puffed up and the perfect then if you want them bigger. And then place the cups into the air fryer basket and cook at 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit for 15 minutes or until a thermometer inserted into the centre of a muffin comes out clean. And then you've got cheesy savoury muffins in the air fryer. Like I say, any air fryer can do these. They're absolutely delicious. And then when they've cooled, you can remove them from the silicone and then place them in your favourite Tupperware. And they're perfect then for road trips, days out, or just storing in the fridge so that when you fancy a muffin, you've got a muffin. And they're just lovely. And of course, don't forget to go and grab yourself a copy of the Complete Air Fryer Cookbook. Not only do we have these easy, cheesy, savoury muffins, but we've got some lovely chocolate-loaded ones like you get at Starbucks as well in there as well. And they're just as delicious. They're so yummy and they're just perfect for you. If you're starting out with the air fryer or you think to yourself, I didn't know you could do that in the air fryer. I didn't know you could do this. Then it's perfect for that. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to head over to recipethis.com as we have a Ninja Foodie category just dedicated to our Ninja Foodie recipes. As well as that, you'll find a Ninja Foodie cookbook that is jam-packed with Ninja Foodie recipes that you can download and then print and follow along at home.